You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. It is 6:22. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Here's what's shaping up. There's a substantial list of things to do in the region. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares that list with us this morning.
Well, it's been an interesting week in entertainment, hasn't it?
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
So I should mention right off the bat that Chris Rock is in town this Saturday for two shows, 7 and 10 p.m. at the Borgata in Atlantic City. As you might imagine, the shows are sold out, but I saw tickets for about $600 a pop via resellers, so if your wallet can support it, you may find a seat. Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's talk about some other options for your weekend.
Shall we begin?
Delaware, where are my True Funk soldiers at? As anyone who is a Things to Do regular already knows, I love me some Prince. And so does Dean Ford, who formed a tribute band to continue the legacy of the genius from Minneapolis. Dean Ford and the Beautiful Ones will be performing at the Queen in Wilmington on Friday night, so if you love Prince, you will not want to miss it. The show starts at 8, and we'll have ticket info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Baby, baby, baby. Do you sometimes wonder what the world would be like if women were in charge?
Girls run the world.
Totally. And there was a time in ancient history when they were. That era will be explored in the National Geographic Live When Women Ruled the World event. Hosted by Egyptologist Dr. Kara Cooney, it's happening at the MacArthur Theater Center in Princeton on Sunday at 3 p.m. It's a good time to see a play because it's Philly Theater Week. There are 85 events across the Delaware Valley, including regional productions, musicals, workshops, panels, and more. The really great thing about it is that the tickets are free, $15 or $30. One of the theater productions you can check out is Menopause the Musical. If you've lived through it or are going through it, you might not see the humor, but this show does, using familiar songs from decades past to make its humorous points. It's playing at Bristol Riverside Theater through Sunday. And it's not just theater being showcased this weekend. The Philadelphia Film Society is hosting Green Screen, the Philadelphia Environmental Film Festival. It's showing films all about sustainability. Restaurateur Jose Andres is featured in the film We Feed People, about his efforts to help alleviate worldwide hunger.
A humble plate of food is simply the beginning, because delivering one plate of food means you can deliver two plates, then four, then eight. Then you can feed the world.
The festival runs through Sunday. Film and theater options, not enough for you? Well, we've got music too. And this weekend is a good one if you love jazz and blues. That's right, some of America's greatest homegrown music will be played in town this weekend, and you will want to be in the house.
I come from a river town.
Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram might be the millennial successor of the late, great B.B. King. He's only 22, and the guitarist is here all the way from the 662, that's Clarksdale, Mississippi, where all the great bluesmen come from. His new single is called 662, and he's at the Millett Theater on Friday night at 7:30. Until then, I'm going to head to City Winery to see Philly's own Jeff Bradshaw. He's the trombonist who's played with Jill Scott and many more. He's there tonight and Friday night, and he's bringing some musical friends with him. The shows start at 8. And we hope you'll bring some friends to the next Things to Do segment, because sharing is caring, and they should know all of the weekend fun that we always have in store. Until then, you can check us out at whyy.org/things to do, where we'll have even more information on this week's events. Thanks for being here, and we will see you back here at this time next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.